relationship sweeter, knowing you're near. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Friend, I don't know how many times I had to go back to this scripture passage and remind myself of this from Isaiah 55, verses 8. And good Thursday. Great to see you, friend. Here we are 4 days into the month of March 2021. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and I have the wonderful privilege of sitting behind this microphone each and every Thursday and be the guest host for Mark and Friends. And I was just thinking the other day, I remember growing up and listening to the radio. I think my mom had this, it was like a gray silver radio, maybe it was a Panasonic or an RCA. I'm trying to think back. It's kind of foggy when I think back that far, but I remember listening to the radio and hearing the guy on the radio. I thought, you know, that'd be kind of cool to be on that side of the radio. And here I am today. I'm just, friend, I'm a blessed man, and I don't play music for entertainment purposes only. I am on this side of the radio to point people to Jesus and encourage them to follow him daily. Friend, it's really an honor to sit behind this microphone. So when I say that, I really do mean that. I'm a blessed man. I really am. So completely undeserving, but I'm a blessed man. Thank you, Jesus. Well, friend, I hope you're having a wonderful week. I'm loving this sunshine, loving this nicer weather. My wife and I tomorrow are going for our anniversary trip, where we're going to be celebrating 10 years this month, and we're going to go down to Florida and enjoy the nicer weather, take a few days off, and really looking forward to that. We really are, just me and her, no kids, no responsibility, none of that whatsoever. So we're looking forward to that, unplugging, disconnecting from life and responsibility, and just enjoy our time as a husband and wife. And friend, that's so important. Really, especially when you're in ministry, especially when you have kids and trying to balance everything out. That's so important to not forget about your spouse, dear friend. It's so easy to do. So easy to do. Don't forget about your spouse. Don't forget about your family. Well, friend, coming up here from Mark and Friends today, we're going to take a look at Psalm 40, and we're going to be talking about our testimony. You know, every single Christian has a song to sing and a story to share. And we're going to take a look at Psalm 40, the first couple of verses of that, first few verses, and talk about our story, our song. That comes up right after this for Mark and Friends. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name.
Sing together.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy. To end. Your name is great. Right, lifting up the name of Jesus. You're listening to Mark and Friends today. It's Thursday, March 4th, 2021. It's Joey Kroll. I heard of a story of a young pastor who had his first pastor at his first church, and he moved to this brand new town. And he did some shopping at the local grocery store, and as he was coming out, he saw a homeless man by the door, and he said, "Excuse me, sir, I'm sorry to bother you. Do you know where the post office is at?" And the homeless man said, "Yeah, right down the corner and hang a right." And the pastor had an idea, and he said, "Well, brother, I'm the pastor of this such and such church. Come see me on Sunday, and I'll tell you how to get to heaven." And the homeless man looked at him and said, "Heaven? You don't even know where the post office is at, let alone heaven." Oh, Fred, we ought to be telling people about what God has done in our life, how he has redeemed you and me. To redeem means to buy back, to get back, to purchase something, to redeem. And part of telling people about Christ is sharing our testimony, and we're going to be talking about that today here on Mark and Friends. So if you have your Bible, and if you are able, head on over to Psalm 40, probably one of my top 10 Psalms, Psalm 40. And David is writing Psalm 40, and he's recalling a time in his life where God delivered him from a situation, from a problem. And we're going to take a look at that and take it a step further and look at it in terms of salvation, because there's some wonderful principles here today. From Psalm 40, verse 1, it says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord." Isn't that beautiful? That's Psalm 40, verses 1, 2, and 3. And there's some things here in Psalm 40 that we can identify with. First of all, we see our pit. Verse 2 talks about the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, it says, our pit. You know, back in the day, they would make a prison in the field, and that prison in the field was nothing more than just a deep pit. And they would fill that pit with slime. They would make sure the walls would be slippery, and they would, if they really want to get to their prisoner, they would throw in maybe a venomous snake or even a beast. Remember how they did Daniel and the lion's den? And so it would be slippery. That pit would be a slimy pit. And that person, of course, would not grasp the walls whatsoever and climb out. In fact, the more he struggled,
the more he sank into the mud and into the mire. Friend, here's the reality here. Every single person who does not know Jesus, dear friend, is in a pit, is in a prison, is in a cell, is in their own lockup. Now, I know that your unsaved neighbors, they may look like they're happy. I know your unsaved relatives, it may seem like they have financial security. I know your unsaved coworkers, it may seem like it's going well for them. But friend, they do not have Jesus. They have no peace. They have no joy. They have no comfort, friend. They have no hope. And friend, certainly they have no peace with God. Now, I know they may have religion, but they don't have Jesus. They may have horoscopes, but they don't have Jesus. They may have the crystal balls and the tarot cards, but they don't have Jesus. They may have their addictions to keep them satisfied for a season, but friend, they do not have Jesus. They are living their lives, building their lives on sinking sand. They are in a pit. They are in a prison. They are in a cell. Friend, they are in their own lockup, the pit of despair. Every single person who does not know Christ is in a pit, is in a prison, is in a cell. Their own lockup, friend, they are chained and they are shackled. Our pit. But friend, we also see here in Psalm 40, not only our pit, but our cry. Verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me, watch this, and heard my cry. So we're reading about a person in a pit crying out. Now, dear friend, I believe with all my heart there's two types of cries in a pit. First of all, there's a moaning, groaning type of cry. Everyone who is separated from Christ, at the end of the day, there's a moan and there's a groan. There's a cry in their heart because there's no peace. There's no joy. I mean, friend, think about this. You know, knowing Christ, we have somebody that we can cast our burdens on, cast our anxieties on, cast our worries on. Where does an unsaved person go? Where does an unsaved person go when they're anxious? Where does an unsaved person go when they are needing relief from the burden of their guilt, burden of their shame? I mean, friend, in every pit, there's a moaning, groaning type of cry. Think about this. Most every drug addict, they want victory over their addiction. I mean, deep down inside, they know that this is killing them and eating them alive. They want out. Most every person who's caught up in prostitution and that adult entertainment scene, they want out. Most every person who's in the pit of their sin, they want out, because what tasted good and felt good for a season is no longer. Because, friend, they bought a bill of goods, they took the bait, and they believed a lie. Proverbs 20:17 says, bread of falsehood is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Did you get that? Bread of falsehood, another translation says, a bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards. Friend, living a life apart from Christ is a lonely, depressing place. There's a cry, there's a moan, and there's a groan in every pit. And friend, there's another cry in a pit. Now, sadly, it's not a cry that's often cried as the moan and groan type of cry. It's a cry, a call out to the Lord for deliverance. Listen to Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. It is a cry out for forgiveness, a cry out for deliverance to the Lord. Isn't it great that no matter where we are, who we are, or where we've been, when we call out upon the name of Jesus, he will reach out and save us. Romans 10:13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Friend, you don't have to clean yourself off to come to Jesus. You don't have to clean yourself off to come to Jesus. Friend, if we had to clean ourselves off to come to Jesus, we would never reach Jesus, because there is no soap. There is nothing that we can do in our own strength and our own power to clean ourselves off to come to him in our own strength and our own power. Just come to Jesus and he'll do the cleaning. You can cry out to the Lord right where you are, right in the middle of your mess, right in the middle of your prison cell, right in the middle of your car, right in the middle of your situation, where you may be, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And so we see our pit, we see our cry, but friend, we also see here in Psalm 40 our deliverance. Let me read this to you from Psalm 40, verse 2. It says, He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. The Bible says He drew me up from the pit of destruction. I remember, friend, where I was a lonely, bankrupt, spiritually bankrupt individual at the age of 17 years old. Made a mess of my life, made every mistake that you can think of. And when I call out upon Jesus for the forgiveness of my sins, He drew me up from that pit that I dug with my own two hands, that I dug myself. He drew me up from that pit of destruction. He delivered me from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. He not only drew me up from that pit, dear friend, but He has put our feet upon a rock, making our steps secure. He has given us a place to stand. You know, somebody once said, when everything else is moving, you need a solid place to stand. And Christ is that place. He is that rock. You may tremble on the rock, but the rock will never tremble under you. Amen. Amen. He drew me up and established my steps. He drew me up and gave me a place to stand. He drew me up and delivered me from the pit of my despair. So we see our pit. We see our cry. We see our deliverance, and friend, we also see here our song. Look at verse 3 of Psalm 40. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Isn't that a beautiful passage, friend? When Psalm 40 begins, there's a cry, there's a moan, there is a groan, now there's a song, dear friend. No longer is it a groan, but a song. No longer is it a moan, but a song. No longer is it a cry, but a song. Out of the mire and hallelujah into the choir. Friend, when you've been delivered, you've got a song to sing and a story to share. Let me read this to you from Psalm 40, verse 5. Let me read this to you, friend. He goes on to say, You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. Watch this. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. Amen. Amen. He says, I will proclaim and tell of your deeds. Verse 3 says, I will sing to the Lord. And when we do, the Bible says in verse 3, many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Friend, you have been delivered from the pit of despair. Now you got a song to sing and a story to share. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet there are more than can be told. Oh, friend, there is power in a testimony. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. We got a song to sing and a story to share.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. So I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, so I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when your love came down.